We didn't finish Acts from last week, and so I just want to take a quick look at that. We were talking to being ordained to eternal life. Many people, many Calvinists, people who maybe are not Calvinists, become Calvinists because of verses like this, because they don't quite understand what it is really talking about. Acts 13:48. And let me just read that portion here. So Acts 13, hope I got the wrong. Okay, there we go. And remember, Paul is turning to the Gentiles. He basically got kicked out. And Barnabas spoke boldly out. It says 46. It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, since you repudiate it and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we're turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, I have placed you as a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. And then verse 48 says, when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord, and as many as has been appointed or ordained to eternal life believed. Well, that sounds a lot very Calvinistic, doesn't it? It sounds like there were certain people who were appointed to be saved and other people who were not appointed to be saved. Well, I'm going to make a case, hopefully, that word, there's a better way of understanding this word. It actually goes back to the Greek word tasso. Strong's G5021, so you can look that up and do some research. But it's defined as arrange, to put into order, ordain is a proper word, or appoint. Now, Luke uses this word in other passages, Luke 7:8. He says, for I am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, talking about a man. He uses that same word. In other words, he was placed under authority. Acts 15:2, when therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others would go to Jerusalem. That determination is arranged. They arranged to do so. It wasn't that they were pre-appointed to do this, but they had arranged themselves to do this. Acts 22:10. And I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, arise, go into Damascus, and there shall be told thee things which are appointed for thee to do. They're appointed, they were arranged for him. Not that they were preordained, but they had been arranged. Acts 28:23, when they had appointed him a day, or arranged a day. You know, you appoint yourself a day. You go on the calendar and write it down. Well, you've made an appointment. You have arranged that that many come to his lodging. So this idea of arranging or putting in order comes through. And so it's about becoming prepared. If you're arranging it, you're preparing. You're getting things set for a particular event. Now, if we go back to Acts 13:48, you can see that, and as many as were prepared to eternal life believed, instead of ordained. The idea of being ordained to eternal life talks about the idea of being, most people take that idea as being preset plans that have already been put in place, and they take that God had preordained this to happen. But if we look at the other usages that Luke had, you'll see that they were set. They were prepared. They were brought to a certain point. They were prepared for eternal life. Well, how were they prepared for eternal life? They sat and listened to Paul. That was their preparation. Now, it's interesting. I took a look at about 60 different translations just to see how people translated, and usually it was ordained as the idea of something that was prearranged by God, and appointed. But they always put it on God. It was God who appointed. He He ordained it to happen. He caused it to happen. And there's a whole bunch of other words that go along with that that talk about God pre-planning these things to happen and causing them to happen is how most would be interpreted. But that's, I don't think, really what Paul has preached, and it doesn't fit in with other verses that talk about God wanting everybody to be saved. Well, if he wants everyone to be saved, why doesn't he just do it then? All you have to do is preordain that they're saved, right? But that's not how God works. God puts that on the person. There's personal responsibility to be saved. God will take, and he wants everyone to be saved. He wants all to come to him. And he doesn't stop them from coming. But on the other hand, people are blinded too. And so we were talking a little bit about that in terms of Romans. And the idea of blindness comes in because the God of this world blinds people to the truth. But yet the truth can break through that blindness and come through, and that light of the gospel can cause people to be saved. There's no indication that there are certain people that are not able to be saved. But there's every indication that anyone who wants to come can be saved. Christ died for all. What does that mean? The Calvinist would say all who are going to believe. Now that's a perversion of Scripture, I think, which does not fit in with other verses. They're trying to bring their doctrine into that whole idea that it's to make it fit that it's God who elected certain people to be saved, and therefore others are not going to be saved because he didn't elect them. They use this verse as one of the prime verses that are used to show that that's the case. If you look at how Luke uses this word in other usages, you'll see that it's more in the idea of being prepared, that these people were being prepared, they were being set to understand this, and from that point then they were saved because of what was going on. They're not being disallowed from being saved, but they're being prepared to be saved, and so that they were saved because they had prepared themselves to be saved. So that's why it says that. Now, out of those 60 translations, there was one that used the word prepared. Now, I don't know if it was kind of interesting. And it's a version that I would probably put more in the per version category. It's not something that you can really trust. It's called the Names of God Bible. But it just happened that they used the word prepared. I'm just throwing that out. So you can throw that out yourself. All others seem to make the verse seem that it's talking about God ordaining to do it, or any number of synonyms about ordaining, and that doesn't seem to be the case. So when you read this verse and somebody points it out, try to remember it's really about their preparation, the preparation that Paul had in his preaching to them. And you'll notice that as he's preaching, he's giving them a general call to come to God. But if you take a look at when Paul spoke out boldly, it was necessary that the Word of God be spoken to you first. But since you repudiated, who's doing the repudiation here? Who's pushing the Word of God away from them? It's their actions of the leaders who are trying to shut Paul down. It's not that God had preordained them to do this. It's that they could have accepted what Paul was preaching, but they decided not to. In other words, it's their own free will in choosing to accept it or not accept it. They, it says that since you repudiated it, you judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. So, where is the... this is a self-willed acceptance or rejection. That fits in with the idea here. It's not a preordained salvation, but it fits in with what they themselves turning away from God and comparing that with those who are turning to God because they prepared themselves by listening to Paul. They rejected Paul, therefore were not prepared for salvation. And those that were prepared are now saved because they understood what Paul was preaching. So, there you go, in a nutshell.